Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Hi, this is Jim. Very important short message, a special edition of Wonder in Reality, to answer the question, why are we here on the earth? Of course, this question can't be answered in a short message, but I want to touch on the main things. Our God is an awesome, awesome, creative, bountiful God. He created a race to fellowship with, a beings in His own image to fellowship with forever, to celebrate His glory and His majesty and all the wonderful things that He creates and has created. That's one of the main purposes. Now, why are we on the earth with this free will? This is like a test to see where someone will go for eternity. That's the second main point that I want to make in this very short message. It's a test to see where someone will go. Will they end up in heaven or will they miss heaven? And then there's a place that those who miss heaven have to go, which is awful. But we have a free will. God made us in His image. And this is a very temporary existence, a dress rehearsal, so to speak, for the real existence, which is eternity. It's a life of probation, a temporary holding place to basically allow someone through their actions and beliefs to determine and decide where they will go for eternity. That's part of it. And it's quite important, and these are major topics. We could give a million messages about this subject, but the first point is so important. Our God is awesome. He's created billions of angels. He's created worlds. There may be other worlds we don't know about. The earth has been here for more than 5 billion years. There was a race and creatures on the earth long before humans were here. The pre-Adamic race, the animals that we've discovered, that those were the dinosaurs and others. The universe is so much bigger than we realize. And then, 6,000 years ago, God created man in His own image. Our God is awesome. He's creative. He's supernatural. Glory to God forever. He created this human race in His own image and said, be fruitful and multiply. He wants to celebrate with His creation, His children. But we have to celebrate in His way. We have to be under Him and under His Son, Jesus Christ, and following them, then yes, we can celebrate forever. We will live forever. Jesus said, we can live forever. We can find eternal life, which is eternal life. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. Amen. Thanks for listening. More on this later.